Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James 5:16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, weather, or health. In daily life, people can thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100, describes this prayer, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now at this time, I would like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Jehovah Elohim, Abba, which means the Lord God of your forefathers. Joshua 18:3 says, "So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba, has given you?" Jehovah Elohim Abba, you are the Lord God of my forefathers. You were present before time began and have walked with my ancestors and all who have come before me. You are the one who spoke to Moses at the burning bush. You have Joshua instructions on how to defeat Jericho. Jehovah Elohim Abba, you were with Mary when she gave birth to the Messiah and laid him in a manger. You are the same today and tomorrow as you were yesterday. I praise you for keeping a record of your connection with humanity through the Bible and for preserving this record to share with me. I have a lot to learn from my interactions with my forefathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba. And I honor you for giving me the opportunity and the desire to know more. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father. closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you.
Amen. Dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, for waking me up this morning in my right mind, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless things, a countless blessings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us. And you can call in at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this thankful Thursday and sweet hour of prayer. Praise God.
All to the glory of God. Of God in all that we do, no matter where we are. All to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him in the fullness of His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. And all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
Trust Him and give Him time. No matter how long it takes, He Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God you can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker. The great power's untold. He will give you the strength and the courage. Carry on. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't you worry. Well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is a way maker. The great power's untold. He will give you the strength and the courage you need to help you carry on.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Let Me Prepare You, amen. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, and it says, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen. Praise God. And my second scripture reading is coming from John chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. Amen. And it says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title, Let Me Prepare You for the Day That Stretches Out Before You. I know exactly what this day will contain. Whereas you have only vague ideas about it, you would like to see a map showing all the twists and turns of your journey. You had feel you would feel more prepared if you could somehow visualize what is on the road ahead. However, there is a better way to prepare for whatever you will encounter today. Spend quality time with me. I will not show you what is on the road ahead, but I will thoroughly equip you for the journey. My living presence is your companion each step of the way. Stay in continual communications with me, whispering my name whenever you need to redirect your thoughts. Thus, you can walk through this day with your focus on me. My abiding presence is the best roadmap available. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jehovah Elohim Abba, Lord God of my forefathers, I confess I don't always make a connection between what you have done in the past and what you are doing currently in my life. I neglect to study your word and learn your character through the way you interact with those who came before me. I am a child of Abraham and an heir to the covenant you have established with my spiritual forefathers. Yet, I confess my lack of understanding of what that entails and of my birthright. What do I not know? I cannot ask for. Forgive me for not taking full advantage of what you have established already through your relationship with my spiritual forefathers. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Elohim Abba, thank you for going before me and paving the way for the destiny you have called me to walk in. Thank you for teaching me through the way you have worked with others. Thank you for my birthright as a kingdom citizen and your child. You have given me every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places already. And now, as so many of my forefathers did, I just need to access them. Thank you for choosing this time for me to do just that, and for giving me wisdom through your relationship with those who came before me in your word. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it.
I can't hold trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet.
Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
God, again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And again, while we're waiting, I will play another short selection. Praise be to God.
Bring up things to mind.
Amen. Praise be to God. Can't love you enough. You've been so good to me. Praise God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Oh, God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me.
Now I hear you.
I tell you.
She sounds so
I'm looking
far
for where's
away.
The microphone? I got the headset on, but I got the microphone on top of my head.
Oh, my.
And so I'm like, hello, can you hear me? I didn't even realize I threw the mic up top of my head. But anyway, I am doing awesome, although right now it is pouring down, raining, thundering and everything. And I said, oh, here we go, here we go. I tell you the truth. When you have a made-up mind, come on now. Mm-hmm. When you got a made-up mind that you're going to do whatever God has called you to do, whatever God has asked you to do, whatever God has told you to do, when you have a made-up mind, it could be raining. It could be mm-hmm. sleeping. You mm-hmm. could be homeless. Oh, my goodness, don't make me go there. Been there, done that. It doesn't matter. When you got a made-up mind, that means you have a thirst and a hunger to do what God has called you to do.
Amen.
And you're not going to let anything get in your way because you recognize it's just a distraction. Satan, get behind me. I'm going to do exactly what my Father has called me to do. Get behind me. And then you get so bold, you recognize, today Satan could be my brother. Satan could be my teacher. Satan could be my boss. Because why? He get in any vessel he chooses. That will let him in.
That's right.
That's why the word of God says, cast down every thought. That's so easy. As soon as he gets in your mind, get him out of there.
That's right.
Don't play with him. You know what the old folks used to say? They say you play with fire, you're going to get burnt.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to playing with him, saying, oh, this ain't Satan, you know, it's all right, it's good. Okay, you get ready to get burnt. Because you don't even recognize who you're dealing with. My mm-hmm. goodness, glory to God. We have an awesome, awesome word tonight, and I am so, so glad God has allowed me to be the one to deliver it. Thank you, God. Although, even though I'm delivering it, you know that I get to taste it first.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So whatever I serve you, just like any other cook in the kitchen, they're tasting it first to see what they get ready to serve you. Well, mm-hmm. I don't have a choice. As soon as he gives it to me, I'm already eating it. I can't taste it. I got to eat the whole thing. My goodness, oh, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us another opportunity to come into your presence, oh God. Thank you for loving on us the way that you do, oh God, for never giving up on us. Thank you, God, for not punishing us the way that we deserve. Thank you for loving us like no other, oh God. Now, Father God, as I allow you to use me as a vessel, I'm going to get out of your way so that you can speak to all of us, oh God. Mm-hmm. Have your way tonight, oh God. Speak your word. make it plain and clear. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Father God, it is not my word that they are hearing. It is your word. I am just a vessel. And I pray that everyone understands that, that they are listening to the words of the Lord, not Pastor Kathy's words, the words of the Lord. So I thank you. I honor you. I adore you, God. Have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I am walking up and down. When that rain got to coming down, I said, uh-oh. Look, I'm in the car going, okay, I could just pull over and tell them I'm preaching from the wilderness. It was pouring down. I heard, I said, I don't think I want to sit out here with this stuff.
No, you don't want to sit out here.
I want to go home. So I had to creep on down the road, And I go, why are they driving so fast? They see you can't hardly see. And I'm looking at the time, and I said, oh, Lord, I don't need to look at no time because I know you're going to make sure I make it. And I scooted through that door at 6:33, and it's okay, I got time. Here we go. My goodness, thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank God, because, you know, I spend my days, I don't know how anybody else spends their days, but I spend my days looking for opportunities that God is sending my way that I can be used as a vessel of God. Young lady came in there today. She handed me something. And I said, oh. And I said, where were you when we had our little Christmas get-together for all of you guys? I don't need to find out. She wasn't even one of them. She said, I'm not a supervisor. So I looked at her. I said, oh, really? Huh, come with me. And so I grabbed the young lady by the hand, and I'm going down the hall. And she says, oh, watch what she, my goodness, glory to God. Watch what she says. She said, I feel like I am walking with an angel and that God is leading me to my destiny. I turned to her, I said, girl, you better stop talking before I fall out right here. She said, I just feel like that's her head. Now, why is she saying that? Number one, she believes God has taken her where he said he was going to take her. And number two, she's thinking like I'm thinking, this is a God thing, right? Mm-hmm. This is not our doing. And so she just followed me on along. And she's still saying, God is doing this. I feel it. And this whole time, I thought she was a supervisor. And I get back there, and they give her all the information, and she talks to the other supervisors, and they give her the information so she could apply, and they could, you know, speed on through.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, look at that opportunity, huh? When you when you recognize that it is a blessing to be used by God.
Absolutely.
Then you look at life a little differently. Okay, because when you wake up and you go to work and you realize it's not really about me, who am I going to affect? Now, here I am looking at all these people saying, oh, Miss Kathy, this is my last week. Miss Kathy, I got two more weeks. Miss Kathy, I'm gone. Miss Kathy, and I'm looking around going, what's this about, Lord? What's going on here? Huh? My goodness, why are they leaving Miss Kathy here? Right? And God lets you know, for every person that I sent you there for, I got to make sure every last one of them get their seed before I let you do anything. My goodness, glory to God. I tell you, when I'm walking down that hall and that girl said, I feel like God is leading me to my destiny. I'm walking by faith right into my destiny. And I'm looking at her. I said, girl, you're going to make me pass out in this hallway. Wow, because we have to recognize where God is, when he's speaking, what he's doing. And if you don't know by now, right,
okay.
Here's the thing. How do you go into, here's a quick one, and this one is free. How do you go into the house of God, the house of God, and never hear him speak? I don't know about you, but you ain't coming into my mama and my daddy house and never hear their voices. You're going to hear their voices because this is their house. Come on now.
That's right.
You are constantly going into the house of God and you don't hear his voice, then you have to ask yourself who house you in. Come on now. Who house are you in if you can't hear his voice sometimes?
Can you imagine
when your parents come home and they go, oh, go in the kitchen and get my soda. Oh, go in there and turn that water off. Oh, go run me some bath water. Oh, and they saying all this stuff. So why would it be different for God that you would come into God's house and he don't have anything to say to you? Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. You got to understand you're not there for the choir. Mm-hmm. You're not even there for that pastor that speaks so good. No. You're there to hear what thus says the Lord. Why? Because whatever thus says the Lord is going to change your life.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Just all I can say is I know that when I hear people saying, how can you tell when God is speaking? And you can't look at them and say, how can you not? You can only look at them and go, I had to learn. I had to learn how he speaks to me. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know how he's going to speak to you. I can only tell you I had to learn how he speaks to me.
Yes.
And it was not easy. Because people start thinking you're crazy, you're foolish, you don't know what you're talking about. So I got to the point where I don't need to tell you that God spoke to me. Huh? I believe it. And long as I believe it, I'm going to do what he says. And after I do what he says, there is going to be a blessing for me.
Yes.
Now, the things that I'm calling blessing may not be the things you call blessing. But they're blessings anyway.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Look at Jacob, right? Jacob ran into the angel of the Lord. He out there wrestling with the angel. Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
That's right.
Let me go, you know. Mm-hmm. No, not till you bless me. What's your name? Jacob. From now on, your name shall be called Israel. Right? So here's the name. Guess what he gave him? And it says he let him go even though he got cracked on the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
He let him go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So you got to wonder, where was the blessing? What did he give him? He gave him a name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he gave him. He blessed him with a name.
Yes.
So you got to understand the way that God blesses, oh my goodness, glory to God. The way that God blesses Sarah may not be the way that he blesses Kathy, but it doesn't mean he hasn't blessed me.
That's right.
Come on now. Y'all got to see this. You know why? Because so many people are walking around thinking, I'm getting ready to step into my message, so I might as well go there and hit it and quit it. Here we go. what'd you say, Holy Ghost? Oh. Y'all know that song, The Presence of the Lord is Here.
Yes.
The Presence of the Lord is... Oh, good, because that's the title. There you go. Run with it. Okay, here we go. We are coming from Genesis, all the way in the front of your Bible, chapter 28. Verses 10 through 17. And it's good. My goodness. Here we go. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 17. It says, meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. On reaching a certain place, he spent the night there because the sun had set. And taking one of the stones from that place, he put it under his head and laid down there to sleep. And Jacob had a dream about a ladder that rested on the earth with its top reaching up to heaven. And God's angels were going up and down the ladder. And there at the top, the Lord was standing and saying, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you now lie. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and east and north and south. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. Look, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will never leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob woke up, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was unaware of it. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place. There is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is The Presence of the Lord. My goodness. Whew. I love this. I really do. I love it. You know how powerful Jacob is in this word. Just to hear him say, surely the presence of the Lord is here, and I did not know it. This ought to bless everybody. You know why? Because a lot of times we think, oh, wait, hold on. Okay, help me, Holy Ghost. Calm down, calm down. Okay, there I go. A lot of times we're not paying attention to where the presence of the Lord is, right? Jacob is sitting here in his dream, and he sees the ladder stretch from the earth to heaven, and the angels are just coming up and down, up and down. So the angels are messengers. They're coming to give a message, go back, give a message, go back. Or they could be coming to protect and go back. Who knows? They're just going up and down the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jacob is looking, and when he looks up, he sees the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I want to understand. You didn't know that God was here, but inside your dream, you knew that that was the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Y'all going to catch up to that in a minute. And so he looks up, and he sees the Lord, and the Lord says to him, look, I am with you. I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this very land that
mm-hmm.
you are now dreaming it. Why? He says, for I will not leave you until I've done what I promised you. So Jacob doesn't know that the presence of the Lord is there. But when he looked up, he knew that that was the Lord. Huh. You don't know that his presence is around you. But you can see something else and know that that's him. My goodness, glory to God. So here's the thing. So now Jacob is, he's waking up now, and he goes, surely the presence of the Lord is here, and I didn't know it. You know what? A lot of us, God is telling a lot of us, if not all of us, I need you to wake up and see my presence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I've always been here. And I'm not going anywhere. I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you. I am here to stay. Okay? And so why is he saying wake up so you can recognize my presence? Because a lot of people are going, I'm not asleep. Yeah, but you still don't recognize his presence. If you don't recognize his presence, you are still asleep. Because you don't see God. Mm-hmm. And if you don't see God, oh my goodness, glory to God, it's only because your eyes are closed. And if your eyes are closed, you must be asleep.
Amen.
Why? Because God is all around us. Huh? We don't need to be in the dream that Jacob was in. Jacob was in a dream and he saw the ladder. That's why they say Jacob's ladder. And mm-hmm. and he saw the ladder reaching up to heaven. Right? Guess what? I believe somewhere in Jacob's heart, he assumed that God was up in heaven.
Yes.
And if God is up in heaven, then when he saw the ladder, he assumed when he looked up there and saw that big old whatever he saw, that was God. And when he heard him speak, he knew that was God. Because he just assumed God is in heaven, and who's going to say these things to me? I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. Who's going to say those things but God?
That's right. Amen.
It is evident that Jacob was unaware of the omnipresence of God. And so God is making sure that I'm not Jacob, you're not Jacob, she's not Jacob, he's not Jacob. What do you mean, Pastor Kathy? Because if we're acting like Jacob, then that means we can't see him. And if we can't see him, we can't see what he's doing. And if we can't see what he's doing, we're under the impression he's not doing anything. And if we think that he's not doing anything, we need to think again. God is always doing something.
That's right.
He's got 1,000,000,001 kids. Okay? So since he got so many kids, he is always doing something. Brenda over here need an operation. John over here is getting a car. Sally over here, she need hair. John over here, he needs some money. George over here, he need a job. God is always doing something.
Yes, he is.
And because he's always doing something, he needs to make sure that we can recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
It is not man's doing. It is God's doing. You have to be aware of the presence of God. And I know a lot of people are going, well, how do you know where God is? Oh, how do you not know now? I can say it now. I couldn't say it then. I can say it now. How do you not know God is everywhere now? Come on. When you wake up, he's there. When you go to sleep, he's there. When you're walking throughout your day, he's there. King David said, where can I go where you aren't going to be? You are everywhere. If I make my bed in hell, you're down there with me. No matter where I go, you are there.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
he said.
And guess what? How about this? Even if you don't go to church, you still know God is there.
Yep.
I don't know anyone that hasn't gone throughout that day, and I'm talking about people that don't go to church, you know, they don't listen to the word and all this. Someone has came through your path, said something about God, something about church, something about something. Whether you believed it or not, you heard it. And if you heard it, then you know that we are aware that God exists. And you have to look around, and when you see the sun and the moon and the rain, and when you wake up in the morning, you have got to wonder, how is this possible? Man can't do this. Huh?
Come
so
on,
it doesn't man. Matter whether or not you go to church, you still serve the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
But you know what we do? we go, something told me. Yes. You know, I just felt like, oh, don't go down that way. Oh, you know, something came over me. Well, one of these days you're going to identify that something is God.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not something. It's God. Mm-hmm. God is doing it. You know, you getting ready to go someplace and he's trying to get you not to go. And then all of a sudden you feel a push and you go, wait a minute, how can he push me? He got angels. You heard what Jacob said. The angels are going up and down the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? When you feel that push, that's really an angel. And I know someone's going, yeah, like we should feel an angel. Ooh. Ooh, keep on living. You gonna feel them. Mm-hmm. I know. I told y'all what happened to me. I done went through so much stuff. My angels quit on me. They told God, she needs some more angels. I can't do it. I had this. I guess it was a disease. I don't know what it was. Every time I drive, I would get sleepy, and so. A lot of times when I get to my destination, I would wonder how I got here. Oh, my God, I don't even remember coming down Park Avenue. I don't even know when I turn across the drive over it. I would just be falling asleep.
Mm.
So my angels decided they would quit on me because I had them working overtime.
Mm.
This girl, ooh, there she goes. She getting sleepy. Yeah, she getting sleepy. You know, and I'm just driving, but my eyes are closed and I am asleep. My kids would be in the car. This is dangerous, but it's true. My kids would be in the car, and they knew how to wake me up, okay? Because if they didn't want to have an accident, they knew how to wake me up. They would just go, Mom. And I go, yeah? Didn't even know I was asleep. So they saying it all calmly. They go, Mom. And I go, yeah. And he goes, pull over for a second. I said, oh, okay. So I pull over, you know, because he's saying it all calmly. I pull over like he said. He goes, Mom, get out the car, you sleeping. I said, what? He said, Mom, get out the car, you sleep. And I go, oh, my God, I was asleep. You don't even know how many times we felt the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
These same two sons, we in the car, we at the top of a hill. We just left the pastor's house. Look, we going to be all nice, go to the pastor's house, do what she need us to do, get in the car. Now, our car was called, the name of the car was Otis. So you know why his name is Otis, right? Otis was all jacked up. It was the kind of car that you park like 12 blocks away so no one sees you getting out of him.
Mm.
So we get in Otis and Pastor lives up on the hill. I don't know why we came this way, but we came this way thinking it was a shortcut. Now we at the top of the hill. Otis, he barely had brakes. We coming down the hill. We are flying.
Oh,
ain't giving
my
it no gas or nothing. Car is flying on its own. Otis flies all the way down the hill, straight into the middle of the road, and oh my God, he spins us around, and then he stops. And me and JJ in court, we looking around going, oh God, thank you. You see what I'm saying? How can you not feel the presence of God? Not in this day and time. Now, when we looked around, and that car, once we got to the bottom of the hill, it threw us out in the road and spun us around. So after we spun around, Corey was screaming, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. And I was going, thank God he called him Jesus. But, you know, I couldn't think of nothing because we were spinning so quick. And when we looked, don't you know God didn't let one car come on that block. There was no cars coming. We took old Otis, we creeped on along, and went on home. And I'm just saying, you have got to know, just like Jacob said, Jacob was hardly amazing Christ. He didn't recognize the omnipresence of God. Okay? Right now, I don't know anyone that doesn't know whether they believe or not that has never heard about God or Satan. You heard it whether you have accepted it or not. Right? And mm-hmm. So now we know that God exists and he's present. Guess what he's telling all of us? Right? When he says the presence of the Lord, because you need to know, when you're at home at night, he's there. When you are looking for a job, he's there. When you're walking and don't see that bus coming, he's there. When you are out there hungry trying to get something to eat, he's there. No matter where you go, he is there. It is so important that we understand the presence of the Lord is everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere. And guess what? If he made you a promise, he said, I'm not going to leave you, right? In fact, I'm going to take you back to the promised land where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because where Jacob was, he fell asleep in the promised land. So he knew, even though I'm having to leave, because Esau tried to track me down and kill me, I'm having to leave. God has told me he's going to bring me right back here to the promised land. And not only is he going to bring me back, he's not going to leave me. No matter what I go through, he's going to be with me. We
yes.
all need to understand the presence of the Lord. Why? Because you won't walk in fear anymore.
That's
when
right.
you know that your God is with you, you're not going to walk in fear. You're not going to fret. He says, fear not, I'm with thee. But of course, you know, we in this human body, we're going to get scared. We don't know what's going on. You don't need to know. You need to know that God is with you.
That's right.
And as long as God is with you, he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to prepare you for what you are to come along on. You said, Pastor Kathy, where are you getting it? Trust me when I tell you, I know God will always try to prepare us for what we're getting ready to walk into.
That's right.
Whether we acknowledge him or not is another thing,
mm.
right? He's leading and guiding us daily, but we're not acknowledging him. His word says, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'm going to be directing your path. So we're not acknowledging him, and even though he's trying to keep us and make sure we don't get hurt, we're not acknowledging him, so we don't know that he's directing our path. We're not acknowledging him, so we're not paying attention when the Holy Ghost is saying, don't go down that block, go down this block.
Mm-hmm.
We're not acknowledging him, so when he says, don't take the car today, call Uber. No, I ain't calling no Uber. I got a car. I ain't calling Uber. We're not acknowledging because we're not hearing what we want to hear. Okay? When God is telling us to do something, but we want to do something else, we're not going to acknowledge that that's God. We're going to say, oh, the devil is a liar. He's trying to get me. That's not the devil. The devil is not everywhere. Trust me, if the devil is messing with you, he surely is not in California messing with Billy. He's not omnipresent. Now,
nope.
He got some imp working with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he himself is not everywhere. Stop giving
nope.
him all that credit. All I know today is that God is telling us we've got to recognize his presence. We've got to see what he's doing.
That's
right?
Right.
We're thinking that the devil is messing with me and he's doing this and who's done that. And God has said, don't they see what I'm doing? Don't they know that I'm the one that's on the scene watching over them? Here's the thing. Jacob was in the promised land, and he didn't even know God was in the land with him. Huh? He thought he was alone. when he went to sleep, he thought he was alone.
Yep, he did.
We are never alone. We're never alone. God is always with us. You know that old song, never alone, don't worry, because I'm never alone. So why are we worrying? Why are we fretting? Why can't we sleep? And I'm telling you, I just came through a whole week of not sleeping. And now I'm sleeping like you wouldn't even believe. Pastor Stephen said I'm snoring. And I'm laying there going, how you know I'm snoring when he laying there snoring? Huh? How does he know that I am snoring? He don't know. Because he over here snoring. What God is trying to do with us today, he's trying to get us back to the place of awareness, right? If
yeah.
we fall asleep and we don't see him, then we're not going to hear him. If we don't hear him, we don't know what he's trying to tell us. If we don't know what he's trying to tell us, we won't know what to do. If we don't know what to do, the devil comes in and makes a mockery of things. Because he knows that we're not giving God that quality time.
Yes.
We're not even believing that he's on the scene, more or less talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, listen, he might not have known that God was omnipresent, but after that dream, he said, surely God is in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he just sure made it plain and clear. I am with you.
Yep.
I am with you.
Nothing to worry.
You're not alone. See, I know what you've been through. You're not alone. I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Keep going. Right? And that's all we can do is keep going because we're not going alone.
Nope.
Right?
Alone.
We're going with God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this past weekend, I was so blessed. Pastor Stephen and I, we were so blessed. We went to church. We went to see our bishop now, and I'm trying to tell you, our bishop, Lady Derlin, we sitting there going, wow. Now, we're not screaming out like we normally do. We sitting there soaking it all up. It was so good. We couldn't even hardly talk, and Lord knows, by the time we got to the evening service, everything exploded. But here's the thing. We went to Bible study last night. Hadn't been in a long time. Went to Bible study, and Bishop started telling us about anchors. And we sitting there, me and Pastor Stephen, taking all these notes, and we going, anchors. And I tell you, by the time that man finished teaching on what's anchoring us, what's holding us down, and what, you know, when something is anchored, you can't move. You, wherever the anchor is where you're stuck.
Yep. Absolutely.
Your thoughts could be anchored. Your body could be anchored. Someone could be anchoring you. Things could. I said, oh, my goodness, all of these things can anchor us? And even though it doesn't seem like it, I had to acknowledge that I have been anchored. And it's not a good feeling. I've been anchored because where my thoughts are, I haven't been able to move forward from that place, right? So it's a dangerous place to be when you're anchored in something and you're not moving out of it. Me, I wasn't moving out of it, and I knew where it was taking me, but I still didn't want to come out of it. And I listened to what Rich was saying. I said, oh, my God, I got a lot of things anchoring me down. My thoughts, huh? And my thoughts are so anxious. I got to do this. I got to go here. Oh, my goodness. And God used that word to calm us down. Pastor Steve got blessed mightily over the weekend. I tell you, it's so funny when you go to be a support for someone, and God said, I seen you a little hard. Here you go. What you say you need? You need a good report? Here is the report of the Lord. My goodness. We all got to get back to recognizing
just like Jacob did through his dream, that the presence of the Lord is here, where, here, where, here, where, here, and here, and here, and here. The presence of the Lord is here on this earth.
Amen.
That's where it is. It's all over this earth.
Yep.
You understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So he's everywhere.
Yes, he
His
is.
His dirt tail is just spread out all over the earth. And the good news is he's looking at us going, look. My goodness. And you know when he says, the way he said it to Jacob, look, I am with you. That's him looking at us going, look, I'm with you. I will watch over you wherever you go.
That's right.
And I'm going to bring you right back to this blessed place. Yes, I will. He says, I'm not going to leave until I've done everything that I promised you that I was going to do. Jacob was probably scared. Well, in fact, the word says he was scared, but he recognized that God was there. He says, surely God's in this place. You and you and you, all of you, need to be going, surely God is in this place. What place? This place. Which place? This place. This place, that place, that place. He is all over. If you never understand the omnipresence of God, you will never feel like you have what you need to make it through your day. You have everything you need. Why? Because the supplier, our Father, our provider, he's going to make sure you get what you need. If you're operating in obedience, if you're operating in faith, if you're loving on the Lord and doing those things that are pleasing unto him, oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
He's surely going to meet your need. Sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth and tell him you got a need. He already met it before you think you got a need. He's already met the need. And you turn around and say, you know what? I didn't even know I was going to need. He already met the need. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Like I told y'all, it's raining. And there I am trying to get home, driving. I'm tired and sleepy. But I need everyone to know that God says, as long as Kathy opens up her mouth, I am always going to share with you what I need you to know. And right now, I need you, and you to know I am with you. And I'll always be with you.
Amen.
But you've got to start acknowledging my presence so I can get done what you need done. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, before we have Pastor Kathy come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word tonight. Amen. And we're going to start off with area code 980417. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
You know Willie ain't going to say nothing. He just listening.
Praise be to God. He's listening.
Look, he told me, he said, I told him to get on Zoom Sunday. He said, now, you know I'm just a Thursday man. I'm just a Thursday. I said, well, bless the Lord. And
amen.
I'm listening to the number. He said, whenever you hear 417, you know I'm on the line. I bless God for all these young people.
Yes.
Continue to support and get on to hear what thus says the Lord. I bless God. I don't take it lightly, because they could have done anything with their Thursday evening. But the fact that they chose to get on the line to hear what
Amen.
Thus says the Lord truly blesses me. Thank God.
God, be
God bless
Lord.
You, young man, you and your family.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just want to say, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to say that, you know, any time that Pastor Kathy is bringing a word, it's a right now word. And like she said, it's a word that we've partaken ourselves. And, you know, as she preached this word, it brought me back to when we were going to church on Sunday mm-hmm. evening. And I prayed a prayer on the way to church, not thinking that God would have an answer when I got there. And surely enough, as I prayed, God answered. And, I mean, he spoke in a way that nobody else in the whole church knows but God. So this word right here, it just gives me confirmation that, listen, I ain't got to worry about what I'm praying and what I believe in. Oh, I know God don't do it. And he did do it from me and Pastor Kathy this past weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Yes. Yes, it was a wonderful message tonight. And, you know, we truly, in this day and age, have to know when the presence of the Lord is with us, because he gives you all kinds of signs. It, like Pastor Kathy said, it could be, you know, the sky, the moon, the stars, any one of those things, even his creation. We know that nothing would have been without him. And like sometimes you know when he's with you, because you could feel the hairs on the back of your neck raise up. So you know the presence of the Lord is with you. And even Jacob, like when he knew, when he said that God is truly in this place, he knew that it was God and it couldn't have been nobody else. And then when he started wrestling with him and wouldn't let him go and said that, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Yeah, he blessed him, changed his name and everything, and gave him a limp in his hip where he knocked the bone out of joint. So, yes, we, you know, whatever we ask God for, he will give it to you as long as you are sincere in your asking. And as long as it's in his will, not so much ours, but his will be done. So that's what I have to say about it. To God be the glory. And so now Pastor Kathy is going to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. And I also want to thank area code 619-559 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Kathy.
Amen. Amen. You know, everybody's saying God is going to do a new thing. It's a brand new year. Da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Even if God starts doing a new thing and you don't recognize that he's there, mm-hmm. come on now. That's why he's saying you need to know I am with you.
That's
I am
right.
all around you.
Mm-hmm.
We serve an omnipresent God.
As you're looking for him to do a new thing, you need to first know that he's there.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's why I'm just so grateful God is saying, I need to know the same way Jenga didn't know, and I had to come. Is it echoing? I'm sorry. I had to come through a dream to let her know I'm with you. Right?
Yes.
I know what I promised your father.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? A lot of our parents, we might not know, a lot of our parents were praying for us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They were praying for us. And God is still honoring some of those prayers.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So
they're
gone, and he's still looking after us.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing what he told our parents he would do.
Yes.
I'm going to use her. I'm going to bless her. I'm going to. We thank God that the presence of the Lord is here and there and there and there. Just thank God for his presence. I'm going to ask Pastor Stephen if he would close us out tonight.
Amen.
He can do the call of salvation, just close us out. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. Please forgive me. I guess all this rain. But
yep, the weather. I was going to say that. It's the
weather. I'm telling you, this weather, right now, I feel like I done took sleeping pills. So I'm going to ask Pastor Stephen if he would do the call of salvation and
Amen.
Pray us on out. Close
Amen.
Us on out.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
I just want to say, if you found it, that message and it touched your heart and you just want to repent to God and say, God, I surrender tonight, you can do it. This
yeah.
is the place, this is the atmosphere that you reach out to God and say, God, I need you. I
yeah.
believe that your son died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
God, I believe that you came back for us, or you will come back for us.
Yes.
I just want to say, just allow God to do this for you. Just open your hearts and your minds and say, God, I need this for you, God. I need it. So as you think and ponder on all of this, God is waiting for you to say, I will. I will, God. I'll do whatever you need me to do. And as you do this, find you a good church to be attached to, where you
yes.
can continue to grow in him and learn more about him. Amen?
Amen.
God, precious God, as we leave these airways, as we leave your presence, leave the air, but never out of your presence. God,
yes.
we want to say, God, we thank you for the word that Pastor Kathy brought on tonight. And God,
yes.
we want to continue to meditate on it, put it in our hearts, and keep it, and just let it marinate in our spirit.
Yes.
From this night on, this day into the next day. God, we just give you all the praise and the honor. And Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So that's the wrap. God bless
that's
you all.
Wrap. God bless you guys. Love you.
Love
good night.
Have
it's raining. I'm going to lay down.
Okay. We get hours
on
late tonight.
Oh. I love yeah. you guys. God
love
bless.
You too. Good night. And God bless each and every one of you and all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Block Talk Radio. May heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Good night, everybody. Shalom.